have a society now where, unfortunately, people's right to freedom of speech has been extended by some to consider that they have a right to insult and attack and be horrible to people and defame them and say whatever they like, whenever they like, make all kinds of crazy attacks on people, whether that's online or in person. And very often it's online. It's quite anonymous and behind the anonymity of social media. People will say stuff about, you know, and it's not just politicians, but anyone out there can be the victim of that. It's a very regrettable direction that society has gone in. I think, you know, we're all entitled to our point of view, but we're also entitled to respect and to respect others and to be respected. And I think that's one of the issues with this. And unfortunately, when people go across that barrier and become really aggressive in their tone and in what they say about people and all of that, it can sometimes extend then to others actually taking physical attack and threats of the nature which has been Simon Harris and his family have been the victim of. Unfortunately, many, many people have been the victim of such type of activities in the past. It's something that society needs to wake up to. Particularly social media has a role to play here in ensuring that the social media companies that allow this thing to happen, because they want controversy on their sites and they want all of that to happen to bring more play to it. I think they have a role in ensuring that this doesn't happen and need to be held to account and held to book for it, as well as the individual that actually does it. A person, a human being, has to sit down with a keyboard and write out this stuff and post it for it to happen. And those people are ultimately the ones responsible. The social media platforms also have a role there in allowing it to happen and not taking it down and not acting fast enough and not making sure that they know exactly who is behind all these anonymous accounts as well.
Is it going to be a case that ultimately a severe sentence is going to have to be handed down to somebody found guilty in this practice, for the penny to drop and for copycat incidents to be wiped out?
There needs to be obviously sanctions for people who will behave in that way, whether they physically attack and abuse someone or they threaten to do so, or they, you know, harassment is probably the legislation where a lot of this sort of thing would come under. And people who engage in that, there are laws there and they will take their course. And it is up to the Gardaí and the Director of Public Prosecutions for to decide when and where that happens. It's not the individual who's the victim of it that makes that decision. It's the system makes the decision as to whether or not prosecutions happen or how they happen. And then a judge will decide what kind of sanction is put in place.